Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity. Mike Stenhouse is the CEO and president of that group. Hi, Mr. Stenhouse. Good morning.
Hey, dude. Hey, Sarah. How are you? Hey, why not have a little fun and levity once in a while, right?
So this guy loves his home state of Rhode Island for the real opportunities he's been afforded. Does this guy exist?
Well, we hope he exists, and we want to see a lot more of these happy working people in Rhode Island as opposed to the government-dependent people that the progressives on the left want our state to become. This is really a battle of vision, Sarah. You know, what do we want our state to become? You know, in the first ad, which you didn't play, but which you played before, was, mm-hmm. you know, was a featured a stone young woman who just didn't have any desire to go to work, but was going to take advantage and basically screw her employer by taking an unannounced paid sick day and still have to get paid that higher wage. And what she got to worry about, even her college tuition is free. So what a great
right.
state in a very sarcastic way, right?
Yeah, and she says, and those suckers are going to, yep. she says those suckers are going to pay me to stay home, I believe.
Right, something like that. Yeah, and even at that higher wage. So again, this is a battle of vision. You know, what do we want? What should government do to play a role in incentivizing people towards dependency or towards self-sufficiency in a thriving market, jobs market, which we don't have, or in this government control, we only get jobs if you get government subsidies, you know, kind of corporate welfare market. So this is what it's all about. So we thought the second ad, which we have raised money for, which I think on your show will be airing today and on three other cable and TV and radio stations, and we raised money. The populace loved it, and we're going to be placing some ads.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's gotten a lot of attention. I think for the life of me, Mike Stenhouse, I can't understand why the sales tax reduction idea doesn't go anywhere. Who cannot relate to just knocking that down a peg or two as opposed to paying for free college tuition? Why can't they see this?
Well, here's our take on that. We'll be having a statement, I think, probably tomorrow, reviewing it with our team today, on the budget deficit. It's all about the budget. It's all because lawmakers believe the budget is king. Lawmakers believe that Rhode Islanders should not benefit from a reduced sales tax, more money in their pockets, more job opportunities for themselves and their family members, because we can't cut the budget. So we ask, why should a number on the bottom of a spreadsheet limit the hopes and dreams and aspirations of Rhode Islanders? Whether it's a car tax or whether it's a sales tax or whatever, why, if that's going to provide benefit to Rhode Island, why should a budget number get in our way? And our lawmakers, our political class, are just wed to ever increasing the size of the budget. So we have our statement headline tomorrow. You're going to break a little news with you, if that's okay. We're
yeah.
going to call the budget the enemy of the people of Rhode Island, because it is this budget and all the taxes and regulatory fees and everything else that goes along with it that is strangling our state. But yet lawmakers are stuck on it. They are wed to it. They are loyal to it rather than being loyal to the people of Rhode Island.
You know, and in that budget, and $9 billion for the size of Rhode Island just seems insane at first glance. And yet, they know they're sitting there with a budget. Now we've got the deficit is up to $134 million, right? That was as of Friday. Who knows what they're going to,
yep.
if it's going to get piled on even more. And when every day or every couple of days when they put out such nonsensical bills, and then you get a real one, maybe, such as the sales tax or any kind of a proposal that would actually help the common people in Rhode Island. It gets shelved. It gets tabled. We'll look at it next year. It's amazing to me. They've got something. We've got it on our website. A bill that would, if there's a snow day in Rhode Island, they're going to come up with some kind of a way to make you do your work from home via the computer. What are we doing up there? Why are we not looking at the real bottom line, save people a few bucks, and stop trying to control every element of your life?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, you've nailed it. What you just described and what our first ad described with that stoned young lady is where a government manages and runs every aspect of every people's life and the business community. We're going to tell you how to conduct your business. We're going to tell you how much time to give off your employees, or whether they can work from home, or whether you have to give them this benefit or not. Rather than, you know, we've lost faith in the capitalist free enterprise system. And that's been a systematic national, international agenda of the left. And it's coming home to roost in Rhode Island. And yet we seem to want more faith in government. But then when you look at UHIP and you look at DCYF and you look at the DMV, government is failing everywhere to provide services in a reasonable way. But yet people are becoming more and more reliant and want more and more government. And we just, that's the vision of the progressive left. We don't agree with it. We think if we want prosperity, we got to go back. Which means we got to cut that budget. We got to get rid of that enemy of the people budget and move on that. So that's what these two ads sort of try to depict, right? The two very, very different visions for the people of Rhode Island.
So Mike Stenhouse, the ads are effective. They're catchy. They go viral. You jam in four or five issues into 30 seconds, which I think is great. But what is the real intent? What happens after the ad plays on the radio? You find it online. I know that you're a policy, you know, a think tank kind of a group. But then we get to the point where's the action? And that's you need what, legislators to pick this up from you and run with it?
Yeah, so there is action, if I may. Two things. First, just raising public awareness to think about these two different visions and what do you really want? We understand people will feel differently about it. That's fine. But go to rifreedom.org/saveRI, listen to the two ads, and there's a link there where you can contact your lawmaker and say, don't pass all the progressive legislation that's in on the table this year. You know, don't promote that first vision, where people don't want to work and employers have even more mandates. So there is action to take. They do listen if you generate enough emails. So rifreedom.org/saveRI, you can listen and laugh at the two ads, and then you can contact your lawmaker. It's an easy tool. You just plug in your address. It knows who your rep and your senator are, or will automatically send them an email. It's very easy and very simple. And we're getting hundreds upon hundreds of emails already out there.
So you're the Center for Freedom and Prosperity in Rhode Island. When you talk about business killing bills and no shot legislative items, anti-employer no shot legislative items, that's the paid time off. You're against that.
Paid time off is part of that. The progressives call it the fair shot of agenda because they feel it gives a fair shot to employees. But we're not in a competition for employees. We're in competition for employers in this state. And we have to do employer-friendly things. These bills are employer-unfriendly. So raising the minimum wage is part of that. And then part of the larger progressive agenda, a whole host of other job-killing bills such as that will raise energy taxes, a new carbon tax they would put on all fossil fuels in the state. The marijuana bill is anti-employer because how does an employer have a drug-free environment on the one hand, which especially in a manufacturing setting or something like that. So we really have to think about this larger agenda. For every good thing we do, one or two years, every year that the lawmakers will tell you about, there's probably 10 or 12 bad things we do that they never talk about.
And
we need to stop doing those bad things.
And just to go back to the sales tax, because I just think that is such a no-brainer. And if you can find $30, $40 million a year to, pay for kids' free college tuition, you should be able to shave off a couple of points. Table that lofty idea and shave off a couple of points off the income tax. And you've maintained, I think you started off doing the 0%, which people just could not even wrap their heads around. You're still at the 3%. Can you knock it down to 3%?
Well, what we did, yeah, obviously we would prefer to see it totally repealed, but you're right. It blew the heads of the political class wide open. So we looked at the modeling tool. We looked at all the different rates, and we found that at the 3% level, you have the combination of the least budget impact and the most jobs created. Therefore, Now, you know, let me talk about it. I think we came out to about $7,000 per job.
All right, let me just, Mike, let me take a break right here, because I do want to get into, I think people understand 3% knocking down the income tax, but then the politicians will say, the elected officials, if you will say, well, where's that money going to come from? How are we going to make it up? At the same time, spinning free college tuition and every other pet project. So if you can hold on, Mike Stenhouse, we're going to come back. 438-9776, if you want to jump in on this conversation, folks. I just think it's a big one. I would much rather move some money around to knock down the sales tax than pay for everyone's kids to go to college, which is just a failed idea. 438-9776. We'll be right back.
This is the Tara Granahan Show. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. WPRO.
All right, we want to clarify just a couple of things and where we're at with the Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity, Mike Stenhouse. Knocking down that sales tax seems to be such a no-brainer to me. Mike Stenhouse, where are we with that?
Well, there is a commission that Democrat Representative Jared Nunes, we hope, will get through this year that will study this and look at, you know, there is some good research here. You know, when the liquor industry repealed the sales tax on liquor and spirit, on wine, in 2 years, retail sales went up 21.4%. Most of that's probably just from Rhode Islanders staying at home. And that only brought us to parity with Massachusetts, you know, because they had no liquor tax. So the lesson here, Tara, is that when you do something positive for the people and for businesses, that there is a ripple effect beyond what would seem like a loss of revenue. You know, if it's a few hundred million dollars you think you might lose in sales tax revenue, the ripple effect says that the increased economic activity will wash away a lot of those losses, and it won't be nearly as strong as you think. And conversely, just like our ads show, that when you put more burdens on employers, whether they're forcing to pay a high wage for people who don't even work, whether it's telling them when their employees can stay home or come to work, or whether it's higher energy costs, that has a negative ripple effect. We've got to understand that these things impact employers and the economy, and we need employers in this state. We need to attract. To be competitive with Massachusetts, we should have lower costs of doing business in our state. Our politicians keep saying, well, they're raising their minimum wage. They're making it more difficult on employers by allowing marijuana there. So we should do the same. That's such ridiculous thinking to us. You want to be competitive and attract employers, you make them more competitive. You got a lower cost of doing business. And sales tax is a big piece of business cost. You know, when we first did our study on this, it showed that about 50% of the sales tax was paid by businesses, just buying items. So imagine the thousands of jobs that could be created. And again, we ask, why should a budget number stand in the way of all those good things happening?
Well, you know, I feel like the sales tax, and again, there's a loss of revenue there, but wouldn't you make it, how do you make it up? You make it up with people purchasing more, correct?
Well, you don't make all of it up, but yes, part of it is that there will be more transactions at 3%, obviously, than there would be at 7%, not only for Rhode Islanders, but you would attract out-of-state money. And that's the key thing here. We're going to attract out-of-state money. People will drive a few miles over the border to shop in Rhode Island if they can save 4% on major purchases.
Yeah, we do. We do it right here because we're on the line. We're right over near Seekonk, and I think a lot of us that work here, even though we're in East Providence on the trail, run over there and get your gas. When I tell people what I pay for gas in Massachusetts compared to Rhode Island, people are like, whoa. But if you're not nearby, that's the trade-off. We're right nearby. I get it, Mike. Yeah. I just don't understand why it hasn't gone anywhere.
You have to think two moves ahead, you know, and most lawmakers, and I understand their situation. You know, they're trying to get elected this year, so they only think one move ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to think two or three moves ahead. And it's a message. So if people believe it, what we're saying, you know, go to rifreedom.org/saveRI, you know, contact your lawmaker and let's see if we can get some momentum. There is a 3% sales tax bill put in by Rep. Nardalillo. I saw him last week, and he believes it will have a hearing at some point. So it'll give us another chance to educate lawmakers on the positive impact.
I would think it would make everyone look good as long as they can figure out how to make it up, you know, on the back end. But listen, Mike Stenhouse, good luck with everything with your Hey Dude hey, dude. Oh, your ads are hilarious. And listen, we keep fighting the fight. I don't know. I would just think that any handful of politicians would see this as a face saver, you know, make you look good to the people and then figure out the money as opposed to going off with the pie in the sky ideas that people just don't want to pay for. So that therein lies the issues. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the speaker wanting to cut the car tax, but we pay five times as much in sales tax. So any politician would be even more of a hero if they could repeal or cut the sales tax.
All right, Mike, well, keep us posted. You know, you guys are great with emailing and putting out your press releases and the ads as well. Mike Stenhouse from the Rhode Island Center for Freedom and Prosperity.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the Ace Buy 2, Get 1 free paint sale. Now through Monday only, buy 2 gallons of our top paint brands, Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Royal, and get the 3rd gallon free. That's right, buy 2 gallons, get 1 free. You know what else is free? The help, because the paint experts at your local Ace will take the time to make sure you get everything you need in one trip. Brushes, rollers, tape, everything. Only at Ace. Offer valid through March 20th. Prices may vary. Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. See participating store for details.